WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. It's Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to Manifest Your Day, 5-Minute Morning Visualization. I know, it's that time again. Your morning cup of joe, a quick scroll through the news, and bam, you're already feeling overwhelmed. Sound familiar? We've all been there, right? That constant pressure to do it all, be it all, and please everyone. It's exhausting, but guess what? You don't have to live like that anymore. Today, we're diving into something super important. Setting boundaries for your mental well-being. Now, I know what you're thinking, boundaries? Sounds kinda serious, maybe even a little stuffy. But trust me, this isn't about building walls and shutting people out. It's actually about building healthy relationships with yourself and others, creating space for your own peace and happiness. You deserve that, right? Think of it like this. Setting boundaries is like being the artist of your life. You get to choose what colors go on your canvas, what shapes you create, and how much time you dedicate to each masterpiece. It's about taking control and saying, yes, to what nourishes you and, no, to things that drain you. So, let's dive into 5 powerful keys to unlock the magic of boundaries. 1. Know your limits. This one is all about self-awareness, babes. What stresses you out? What drains your energy? What are you just not willing to tolerate anymore? Maybe it's endless work emails after hours, taking on too many commitments, or people constantly asking for favors when they could do it themselves. Figure out those triggers and be honest with yourself about where you draw the line. Remember, it's okay to say no without feeling guilty. 2. Communicate clearly. Now that you know your limits, it's time to let others know. And trust me, communication is key here. Be direct, respectful, and firm. You don't need to apologize for setting boundaries. It's not selfish, it's self-care. A simple, "I appreciate the offer, but I'm already swamped right now," can go a long way. 3. Practice saying no. This is where things get real, my friends. Saying no can feel uncomfortable at first, like you're letting someone down. But remember, you're not obligated to please everyone. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and well-being. Think of it this way. Imagine someone constantly asking you to borrow money even though they never pay it back. Would you just keep lending them money? Probably not. You'd set a boundary. Maybe you'd say, "I can't lend you money right now." Same goes for time, energy, and emotional support. Saying no is a powerful way to protect yourself. 4. Be consistent. Boundaries aren't a one-time thing. They require consistent effort. The more you practice saying no and enforcing your limits, the easier it becomes. Don't be afraid to reiterate your boundaries if someone tries to push them. 5. Take time for self-care. Setting boundaries isn't just about what you say to others. It's also about how you treat yourself. Make time for activities that bring you joy, peace, and recharge your batteries. That could be anything from a relaxing bath to going for a walk in nature to simply reading a good book. Now, let me paint you a picture. Picture this. You're heading into work feeling stressed because last night, you agreed to help a coworker with a project that was way beyond your scope of responsibility. Your boss piles on more tasks, and suddenly, you're drowning in a sea of deadlines. Sound familiar? Now imagine you had set a boundary earlier. Maybe you politely declined the extra workload, explaining that you were already committed to other projects. You might have even suggested alternative solutions. By saying no and protecting your time, you would have avoided the stress and overwhelm. Instead of feeling burnt out, you could be focusing on what truly matters and feeling empowered in your role. See the difference? Boundaries are like a safety net, catching you when things get overwhelming and allowing you to navigate life with more grace and clarity. So, my beautiful souls, remember this. Setting boundaries is not selfish, it's self-love. It's about creating space for your own well-being, so you can show up as the best version of yourself in every area of your life. Take action today. Identify one boundary you need to set and make a plan to communicate it clearly and confidently. Remember, you deserve to live a fulfilling and joyful life. Start by honoring your needs and creating healthy boundaries. And don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. Use the hashtag #ManifestYourDayBoundaries and let's create a community of support and empowerment. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.